Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Witness in the Workplace, was written by Julie Schwab. Are you still upset that I want to reduce the size of your favorite department? Evelyn's manager asked. No, she tightened her jaw. She was more frustrated that he seemed to be teasing her about it. She'd been trying to help the company by finding ways to draw in different interest groups, but limited space made this nearly impossible. Evelyn fought back tears, but she made the decision to do whatever her manager asked. Maybe she couldn't bring about the changes she'd hoped, but she could still do her job to the best of her ability. In the Apostle Peter's first letter, he urged first-century believers in Jesus to submit to every human authority. Maintaining integrity in a tough work situation isn't easy, but Peter gives us a reason to continue doing good, saying in 1 Peter chapter 2, "Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God." Additionally, this helps us set a godly example for other believers who are watching. If we're in a truly abusive work situation, it may be best to leave, if at all possible. But in a safe environment, with the Spirit's help, we can continue to do good in our work, remembering this is commendable before God. When we submit to authority, we have an opportunity to give others reason to follow and glorify God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 through 21. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to continue to honor you in our response to those in authority, despite the difficult situations we may face. Help us to live each day in a way that glorifies you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.